You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to What's the Difference. I am your host, Gina Della, and of course, I have my Ross Sabaki right next to me. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Gina. How are you today?
Well, I just got back from vacation late last night.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row, and truth be told, I wasn't quite, my ducks weren't in a row. I'm still trying to recover from being at an excursion where I got muddy under my nails.
And I was going to say, too, lack of sleep, right?
Lack of sleep.
So we have two things that probably weren't really good for you. Muddy, dirty, and lack of sleep.
And no Wi-Fi.
And sorry, I forgot that. And actually disconnected from the world, which is a good thing.
I don't like that. I know people dream for that. I do not like that. I did not like it. I felt like I lost a limb.
Well, what part did you like? What was your favorite part of the vacation? It has to be something good. Tell people something good.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The resort, which we've been to many times for Pella. Well, not many, twice. See how I exaggerate? I'm excessive. I'm going to work on not being excessive in 2029.
Greg was shaking his head yes, just for everyone out there.
Oh, and everyone, again, as we grow with our show, we are going to stream. Look, he's dying, and I wish you could see him. He's got the cutest haircut. You all have to Google Greg because he's so gosh darn handsome. Look it up. Dark brown hair. I'll start doing like maybe a police person who knows how to do pictures could draw it just from my description.
AI.
Oh.
Subtle hint.
Yeah, subtle hint. Okay.
Well, what do we have today, Gina?
Because
I feel like it's
going to
be a fun day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes, we are super excited. Today's show, we're thrilled to have Tammy and Hannah Copeland. They are mother-daughter-based, Milwaukee-based company, and they own Tots on the Streets. And I met them during filming of Project Pitch It.
Yeah, how exciting.
How exciting. And they were the grand prize winner of that week's show.
And I'm really glad that you brought the winners in here because it'd be really awkward if they didn't win and we had them in here talking today.
Actually, everybody, it's very different than what you think. Everybody was a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't believe in everybody's a winner at all. But everybody was a winner. They all tried out. But what we decided to do was with the cash prizes was what made sense for based on the business, to be perfectly honest, and how could they utilize it? Because it's different than what people thought. There were many people that were wealthy, all set. It wasn't necessarily needed. They needed the cash prize. They needed mentoring of a certain sort to help them get to that next step. It was,
makes sense. And recognition and everything else that helps drive a business to performance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I have no idea where we are for time. We are ready to, we will take a commercial break and we will be right back. And I will be far more organized when we come back. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with myself, Gina Della, and Ross Sabaki, and we are on WTMJ. And I want to change it up a little bit. I'm not going to do it in our third segment. I'm going to tell you now. You can always download our show because I realize it's early at 6:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning. You might have been overserved. I don't know. And you have to sleep in. I don't know. Or you work super hard all week and you have to sleep in on that day. So you can download us, our podcast on WTMJ.com. Just look under partners and you will see our show. What's the Difference? Okay, I am super excited to have Tammy and Hannah here. And when we did Project Pitch It and they cooked their item for us, we were so excited for you to come out. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How's it going? Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Thank you. We planned this quite a while ago to have you on. We wanted to make sure Project Pitch It had aired. You know what? I want to go, because we don't have a lot of time, I want to go right to tell us a little bit about your business. Let's start there.
All right. Well, thanks again for having us. We are Tots on the Street. We started out 7 years ago, seven seasons ago,
yeah,
one
seven
food
seasons.
Truck. And at this point now, we have three trucks, and we are wholesaling our gourmet stuffed tater tots.
Did you hear that? Gourmet stuffed tater. We're not talking Orida with carcinogens.
Oh, gosh, no. Absolutely. No carcinogens. Yes, so right now, our wholesale, we have four of our most popular flavors. We have the Wisconsin cheese curd tots, which are my personal favorite because they're made from real Wisconsin cheese curds. We have our sour cream and chive, our original, and our basil pesto mozzarella.
Ross, maybe they're from cheese from Monroe, Wisconsin.
It sounds good, but it's making me hungry, if I got to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. No, for sure.
You
should have brought some
tester.
Samples. Man. No. We'll call you up.
Wow. I did consider texting. And I do have a warm little thing I could have brought. Well,
oh, my goodness.
We'll come. We'll have you a second.
We'll come back.
Just
yeah.
So Greg can try your
there you
tots.
Go. There you go.
I know you were voted number one, weren't you, for food truck. Do you in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Can you talk about that? Tell us a little bit about that.
So last season, we were nominated People's Choice Best Food Truck through Milwaukee Magazine. Mm. And we just got nominated again.
Again, yes. So voting is through June 5th. You can go to MilwaukeeMag.com and vote for us to be then 2 years in a row number one food truck. That was the coolest honor. I remember when we got the email, I called my mom and I was just like sobbing. And she's like, what's wrong? Who's hurt? Like, what's happening? And I was just like, we won. Like, it was just such a cool thing because we just work so hard. We love what we do every day. But I mean, lack of sleep, lack of eating, lack of all of that. It just paid off, right? Like, we don't have bosses. We don't have, like, people telling us that we're doing a great job, whatever. And just getting that. And it was people's choice, right? So it's our fans. It's the public. It just really paid off. It was just a beautiful moment.
Yeah,
it
felt great.
You know, people are thinking tater tots because they can't visualize or see this. Can you describe what it, because it's beyond the food truck now. Where else are we?
So we wholesale. So in our kitchens, we make all of our tots for the truck and for wholesale. Then we freeze them and package them for wholesale. So you can buy them at Sendix. And you can heat them up in your air fryer or your oven.
Mm-hmm. We're also found at Metcalf's. Actually, if you go to our website, Tots on the Street, it will say where we are. It just says where you can find us tab. So then you can, it's all over Wisconsin. We're at Liney's Lodge in Chippewa Falls. And then a couple different breweries throughout Milwaukee.
Yeah, and then small local markets too, like Layton Fruit Market.
West Dallas Cheese and Sausage.
Yeah. So, and we love supporting the small business just like we are. And they were gracious enough to have us there.
Yeah, that's why I like to plug Sendix because they're always gracious enough to have the small businesses mm-hmm. in and support you. Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure of actually not knowing you and having them because I bought them at Sendix. And I'm like, what are these big honking tater tots? You know, mm-hmm. because I'm sure you hate when people say tater tot, but that's what I looked at.
I mean,
at.
We named it. I mean, we have questions all the time. They're like, this isn't tater tots. Well, first of all, Tots on the Street, T-O-T-S, that was a genius name, so we went with that. It also is a hash brown base. We just take the idea of tater tot and make it one step further.
It's delicious.
Thank you.
Ross, what are your thoughts?
Oh, first off, right at the top, how did you come up with this idea?
Okay, so really cute story, including my mom. So we would cook growing up all the time, and there was the tater tot casserole from Minnesota, the like ground beef, whatever, the like classic.
The green beans. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So it being us, we made it a little bit of a competition, and we just went with that dish and made them all different flavors. One Christmas, we made the basil pesto mozzarella one, which is actually now a tater tot. So that's kind of how it started. And just with the food truck business getting really popular in Milwaukee, we were like, this is a really cool idea. It's simple. You can do a lot with the potato. We have 42 different special flavors you can mm-hmm. find on our truck. We rotate every week there. But yeah.
You can put anything in a tater tot.
And it probably had to be a learning curve, I'm assuming, too, to start, because I'm assuming you hadn't been in a food truck before, so you had to learn all those things that were needed.
Yes.
And probably to find that's what I always want in a food truck. How do you get permission to park the truck?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's a headache in itself. But so it's all different per city that you're in or different municipalities. So that was challenging. I think, though, I mean, we spent like a year testing the recipe. Mm-hmm. We're really simple. We don't have a giant menu. We have a deep fryer and a cooler. So that was super helpful, too.
That's true.
And we do most of our prepping at our kitchen, and then we bring it to the truck
And do your final cook right there.
Exactly. Yep, yep. Exactly.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be right back to hear more from Hannah and Tammy from Tats on the Street. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Okay, welcome back. We are back with Tammy and Hannah. And I want to talk a little bit about how I met you on Project Pitch It. First of all, congratulations. You won the grand prize that episode. What did you do with that $10,000 grand prize?
So with wholesale, and that was really our pitch on Project Pitch It, you know, our food trucks are great. We love them. You know, moving into wholesale, like a whole new world for us of learning and growing and making mistakes. And so our goal is to grow our wholesale. And one of the big goals is to get into these the food shows. There's a few of them yearly around the country. And so we have taken that, our grand prize at $10,000, and invested in a booth design. So we can go and present and look like, you know,
like a grown-up company. Yeah, exactly. So we actually the same day Project Pitch It was filmed, we got into a fellowship program through FFI, and we're in front of some amazing mentors and just like really big in the food industry. We're learning a lot about co-manufacturing and co-packing. And to do that, that will help us get regional and then national. And to get into those shows is really what exposes us to those larger companies and larger frozen buyers. But we can't afford to go to these expos because there's so much money. Or like the booth design, it's really that first memory of us that will impress them and have them have us really grow Tots forever. So that was a huge amount of money. I mean, it's Wisconsin. It was slow season. It wasn't like we were raking in a ton of money. So that was really life-changing for us.
So it's almost like anything else, that first impression, your booth has to make a great first impression.
Exactly.
Aw, that's awesome. And, of course, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin was the sponsor of Project Pitch It. And what we did, and myself, I will say, the complete blessing and privilege of mentoring each of the contestants on the show. And that's where I had the pleasure of getting to know both of you a little bit better. Can you describe maybe some takeaways from mentoring?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we found out it was you, Gina, it's like we were over the moon excited about it. I mean, you are a fierce, strong businesswoman. So we were like, oh, this is so great. We're going to pick your brain on so many things. And we did, and you gave us so much great feedback. I think that the biggest thing was, you know, Hannah and I, with this big, you know, moving into wholesale and looking at these large companies, it was intimidating for us. Like, how are we going to pitch our business? How are we going to do that? And Gina, you know, it was our biggest question to ask you. Like, you know, tell us how to get there. And you reminded, I think it was more of maybe because I'm a little older than my daughter.
Hey.
a reminder for me, it's you know, Hannah and I, our business is built on like people and growing relationships and caring for the community. And it's what we love and what gets us up every day. And I mean, it's tater tots, but it's happiness and it's love and it's, you know, all those things. And, you know, pitching or going to these companies, it's really no different. You know, you listen to them. You hear their story, you build a relationship, and we love that. And, you know, if you look at it that way, it's what we do every day. And thank you for that, because it really did impact both of us.
100%. Yeah. It was, yeah, very much so. And the conversation it had us have after we got off the phone with you, just like obviously being impressive. And it's so genuine that you're proud of us. And that was just really amazing, because it's cool to see that. Just, yeah, like taking our roots of the food truck and the connections with the customers and the community, it's not much different, right? Like, it's just a little bit scarier when you put on a business suit, but like at the end of the day, just be yourself. Like, it's not serious, it's tater tots, right? But we put a lot of work and passion in it, and we're finding that people really respect that on both ends of the scale.
And you guys are becoming more and more successful. Don't let anybody intimidate you. At the end of the day, they're just a human on the other side of the table.
Exactly.
That's what I want you to always remember. Ross, you're writing like crazy. Thoughts, questions.
I write so I don't talk.
Yes,
I always have. Well, I think one thing is I would ask is because I think there's listeners out there too. What is the one thing that you would maybe want to tell to people that don't know about you? Right? This is the first time hearing about you, of like a good interest of like why they should come find you to find your food truck or find you at Sendex. That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say our story is really what wakes me up every day. I get to do this with my mom. We've put in a lot of effort. We are all didn't have a lot of help at first, and we really just kind of like put our lives aside, and this has become our lives, and we don't view it in any kind of like chore. It's just been the most beautiful learning experience, and I think that people really resonate with that. All of the tot that you will find on the truck and any place wholesale is made literally from hand from us. We have a team that helped us, of course, that are just phenomenal, and we just really do care. We're Milwaukee made. Milwaukee, we love it.
What's each one of your favorite tots?
So on the truck, it would be buffalo chicken.
Okay.
So we wholesale, we don't wholesale meat right now, any of our meat tots. But on the truck, it's buffalo for me.
Yeah. Wholesale, I'd say cheese curd. I just think then when you reheat it and it melts, it's so delicious. Absolutely.
What about on the truck? Because you're right. I know your truck is the list is expanded.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's probably like chicken bacon ranch, I'd say.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
It kind of changes. Like if I eat too much of it, I'm like, okay, what's my next one?
Yep,
yeah,
yep,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So at our events, which you can find on our website too, where we're at, like this last week, we were at My Fest at Lakefront. We actually had two specials. We had jalapeno popper and mac and cheese.
We were at Metal Fest at the Rave. Yep. That was very fun. A huge show out. That was great.
And then a wedding, and the wedding had all different flavors too. So, I mean, it is just such a wide variety of things you can do. Late night bites are a really big thing for us and for wedding season. So,
And also to our website too, you can, it's where you can find us in wholesale. It's where you can see where we are at with events, with addresses. You can add it to your Google Calendar. And then also there is a tab that you can contact us if you want to do. We're still booking late night bites through this year. We're pretty booked up. We do corporate lunch events. We do, we just did a bunch for Teacher Appreciation Week. We were at schools. We do festivals. So that's a way to find us, to contact us.
Perfect. When we return from commercial break, we're going to hear what's next. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. All right. We are back with Tammy and Hannah from Tots on the Streets. You're listening to What's the Difference. Ladies, tell us what is next for Tots on the Street.
Yeah, so this has been a really big year for us. I mean, we started as a food truck, then went to three food trucks, then into wholesale. And I think that we are really, our passion and our goal is to grow not just regionally, but nationally. So what's next? I think you're going to hear a lot from us popping up at a lot more groceries closer to you. So that's,
yes.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
We're pretty excited.
How do you come up with the new flavors?
Instagram, I follow a lot of chefs and
okay.
Things like that. Yep. So I get a lot of inspiration from that. I mean, once in a while, I'll just come into the kitchen and go, Hannah, we should make,
a carbonara tot. You did that because she made carbonara at home. We do also like to hear from our fans. So we'll do some Instagram shout outs, like if you have some ideas. We've had a couple specials because our fans have written in and like, hey, you should try this one. And either it works or it doesn't work, but we'll try it either way.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a good idea for it. And can I ask, I just want to follow back to a question, because I don't know if people understand what this is, and I'd like to understand more too. You said late night bites. You said a couple times. What does that mean?
So for weddings, it's become a lot more popular. It's either a cocktail hour, so it's kind of when the bride and groom go do pictures and stuff, or then you're at the dance floor and you need that snack. A lot of people will bring in like frozen pizzas or whatnot. So we'll actually roll up with our truck.
The truck comes right out there.
And then they, with all their fancy outfits, all excited, had maybe a couple, and they come up and then they order tots.
Makes perfect sense. And I think probably nothing helps kind of pull some of the alcohol up like the potatoes. So that's a fantastic idea.
Tots
I love
and
that.
Beer, they pair very well.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Tots and beer. That's a perfect way to say that. I'm glad I asked that.
I see new swag coming down the road. Tots and beer.
Oh, absolutely. We do drop new merch every single year. This one will probably link June-ish. This last year we did kind of like an Ode to Milwaukee beer shirt that said Tots. Those are still available on our website as well.
Oh, that's so – I love that. Ross, if you could pick a homemade tot, what would it be?
I'm kind of a sucker for the cheese curd, so that's the first one I have to try.
Oh, trust me. It was delicious. But, I mean, there's vegan, and at the minute I hear vegan, I think, ooh. But
– Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. I have that one. It was delicious.
And then on the truck, we have a vegan lime chili aioli that we serve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like chef's kiss.
All homemade sauces good. And also all gluten-free, too. Yep.
Oh, tell us one time before we wrap, again, where can we find Tots on the Street?
Absolutely. So if you head to totsonthestreet.com, you can find where we'll be. You can find where we are in stores. And then you can inquire about having us join your event.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Thank you so
Tammy
much.
And Hannah.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Great.
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. Have a great week. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.